Communist Party congresses that convene every 5 years have historically been occasions of intense political rivalry, purges, and major policy shifts. This year, the Congress is expected to be a tame affair politically. But as the top party leaders extol China's growing prosperity, they also find themselves confronting a host of problems brought about by the country's rapid economic growth. Income disparity, widespread corruption, and environmental degradation are some of the most pressing issues in China today. These problems have hit China's poor majority the hardest and have stoked protests and riots in the countryside. China's economy expanded 9.8% last year, continuing a two-decade-long boom that is the envy of the world. The boom has benefited cities, especially those along the country's eastern and southern seaboards. But the rural heartland has been largely left behind. As China's rich urban elite increasingly displays its wealth, rural residents are clamoring for better living conditions. Last month, the Vice Minister for Agriculture, Ying Changjie, gauged rural discontent. He says the government has yet to effectively deal with the growing gap between farmers' incomes and those of urban Chinese. He says more than 100 million farmers left the countryside last year to work in the cities, hoping to improve their lives. Richard Baum, director of the Center for Chinese Studies at the University of California at Los Angeles, says China's uneven development is a major issue for the country's leadership.
I think they need to shift the emphasis and priorities away from all-out development at any cost to a more balanced and equitable distribution of burdens and benefits. They're inviting political instability, and they know that.
Since coming to power in 2004, President Hu Jintao has stressed the importance of stability, or what he calls a harmonious society, and has championed the plight of China's rural residents. He abolished a series of agricultural taxes and promised basic living allowances and better health care. He has also focused on developing the country's less developed regions. At this week's 17th Party Congress, Mr. Hu is expected to bring trusted aides from some of China's poorest provinces into senior party posts, people who understand his vision and who can ensure policy implementation. In the meantime, many experts wonder how much of this policy can reach down to the village level. Political analysts say local officials have their own agendas and sometimes administer their cities or towns like fiefdoms. Abuses of power and corruption are widespread. Human rights organizations say local officials hide problems from the central government by using force and intimidation to prevent citizens from reporting them to authorities in Beijing. The party has stepped up discipline within its ranks. Chinese state media say more than 97,000 officials were disciplined last year for corruption. This year, the party fired several high-profile officials, including the Shanghai party boss, for alleged corruption. The former head of the country's Food and Drug Agency was executed for taking bribes. Political scientist Joseph Chang at the City University in Hong Kong says China's leaders want to appear tough on the problems in order to head off popular discontent.
There is a general perception that the bulk of the rich people earn their wealth by corrupt practices rather than by entrepreneurship. So corruption is certainly seen as a very serious threat to the legitimacy of the party, to the legitimacy of the leadership, exactly because this is seen as the very important symptom of the inadequacies of the political system.
But experts say getting rid of corruption would require painful reforms that the 73 million strong Communist Party may not be willing to accept. The current system has allowed cadres to get rich and the Communist Party to maintain its grip on power. Changing this, experts say, could endanger the party's own survival. Jean-Pierre Cabestan is a politics professor at Hong Kong's Baptist University.
They don't want to jeopardize the system because they think the risks they're taking in opening it, democratizing the system, are bigger than the ones they're facing in tolerating a certain degree of corruption and making public the most obvious cases. At the end of the day, they think it's less dangerous to continue on that way.
At the 12th Party Congress in 1982, Deng Xiaoping proposed socialism with Chinese characteristics and cleared the path toward a market economy and China's economic boom. Today, 25 years later, experts say the responsibility is on Hu Jintao's shoulders to deal with the pain that has resulted. For Focus, I'm Hedda Baron.
所以，农民持续增收的长效机制还没有完全的建立起来，因此呢，促进农民增收的任务啊还非常艰巨。那么，中国政府对农村劳动力的转移就业高度重视啊，比如制定了一系列的促进农村劳动力转移的政策和措施啊，特别是啊，解决农民工。 这个进程啊，务工的问题，为农民工进城务工创造良好的政策环境。国务院嘛，在2006年呢，还下发了关于解决农民工问题的若干文件。这几年呢，我们国家农村劳动力的转移在加快。那么，根据我们农业部的统计啊，2006年。 进城务工的农民达到1.19亿人，那么在乡镇企业就业的达到1.48亿人，那么这里边呢有一个重复的计算，所以扣除这个重复计算，那么我们农村劳动力转移达到2.1亿左右。 所以这个劳动力啊转移在加快，不仅呢促进了农民增收，而且呢也促进了城市啊和城市经济的发展。那么今年上半年呢外出。
I think they need to shift the emphasis and priorities away from all-out development at any cost, to a more balanced and equitable distribution of burdens and benefits. They're inviting political instability, and they know that.
There is a general perception that the bulk of the rich people earn their wealth by corrupt practices rather than by entrepreneurship. So corruption is certainly seen as a very serious threat to the legitimacy of the party, to the legitimacy of the leadership, exactly because this is seen as the very important symptom of the inadequacies of the political system.
You've got the guardians guarding themselves. The systemic sources of corruption and the temptation towards corruption is endemic in the structure of the system.
They don't want to jeopardize the system because they think the risks they're taking in opening it, democratizing the system are bigger than the ones they're facing in tolerating a certain degree of corruption and making public the most obvious cases, at the end of the day, they think it's less dangerous to continue on that way.